There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
It's time for Joyce's Thought of the Day on News Talk 850 WFTL.
A few weeks ago, the U.S. Surgeon General issued an alarming report on the state of loneliness in America. While expressing great concern about the toll loneliness takes on a person's mental health, the report goes on to ignore two of the best antidotes for curing the problem, family and faith. According to the 2021 Current Population Survey's annual Social and Economic Supplement, the percentage of adults living with a spouse decreased from 52% to 50% over the previous decade, while the number of adults over the age of 18 living alone increased to 37 million, up from 33 million in 2011. That's 28% of all U.S. households. The statistics get even more sobering. 34% of adults over the age of 15 have never been married, compared to 23% in 1950. The estimated median age to marry is now 30 for men and 28.5 for women, up from 23.7 and 25, and 17% of both men and women between the ages of 25 and 34 live with an unmarried partner. That's just the marriage statistics. For the family, it becomes even more alarming. The number of families with their own children under age 18 living at home has declined from 48% in 2001 to just 40% in 2021. The actual share of the 130 million American households headed by married parents with children decreased from 18.6% in 2020 to 17.8% in 21. In contrast, more than 40% of homes in 1970 were headed by married parents with children. When people live alone, they often lack connections, leading to loneliness, which can be deadly. In his book, Loneliness, University of Chicago professor John Cacioppo wrote that the negative health risks of living alone are far worse than air pollution or obesity. But one can't make significant connections sitting behind a computer screen all day. That's why we can't ignore the factors that faith and family play in keeping us connected, so we aren't a society comprised of all the lonely people, as the Beatles once sang about in their song Eleanor Rigby. First, it's families that provide the vital social connections. A husband with his wife, parents with their children, parents with other parents, children with other children, that we all need to thrive. These relationships build upon each other, with the family serving as the foundation. But there's hope that it isn't too late to reverse the damage that's been wrought. Religion used to be the bedrock of society. Communities revolved around a place of worship, ingraining a moral compass and a higher sense of purpose into America. Over the years, Americans have rejected faith, leaving emptiness in its place. The loss of faith has robbed society and its citizens of a sanctuary in the storm.
Get Joyce's Thought of the Day anytime. Subscribe to her podcast right now on the all-new 850 app and at 850wftl.com.